good afternoon, and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Eagle. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 14th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's just the same fucking weather. I mean, it's the damnedest thing I ever saw. I never saw such a stretch of, like this morning, you know, I see up in South Dakota, these guys are going to get 95, close to 100 degrees in fucking weather. It was 25 fucking degrees here this morning. I don't want to tell you. Except that I believe the weather is manipulated by those big silver things we see up there fucking shooting fucking gases out the back that stay and create fronts that come in and fucking change the fucking weather to suit the fucking goddamn agenda of the international corporate mafia. At any rate, let's see what we're going to look at here. What happens when the workforce no longer wants to work? Oh, man, that used to be a simple one, man. But I guess it just fucking ain't no more. We'll get into it as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Remember me. Cause I'm the one made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. What happens when the workforce no longer wants to do the work? Wow. I mean, you look back in history, man, it was pretty goddamn simple. The robber barons owned everything. I mean, you were a fucking slave. You either fucking worked for them or you didn't. You went hungry. I mean, on this whole scenario, I'm constantly asking the question, where in the hell is your fucking substance going to come from? I mean, we have to take this country back, but we have to goddamn work. We have to grow food. We have to build fucking the things we need for our day-to-day lives, for our basic necessities. We got work to do. But this is what it's reduced to, people. This is from Of Two Minds. What happens when the workforce no longer wants to work? We're about to find out. As with all cultures, this is clear full of fucking bullshit too. Sea changes, macro statistics don't tell the full story. The sea change is better illuminated by incidental evidence. Workers constantly quitting to take better jobs. Zero loyalty to corporate employers. I loved that one. That zero loyalty to corporate employees. In my dad's time, you know, fuck, when he was young, you went into something, an occupation, you went in for, you know, that was going to be what you retired from. You worked for the same place, you got a retirement from that place, and you got, you know, fucking the commie, Social Security, what might have you. But it was a career. And as I was growing up, you know, it comes to, finally hits the point where you're going to change careers 15 times in a row. And that was corporate fucking employers that fucking wanted that. So I don't want loyalty to these son of a bitches. These son of a bitches. The loyalty I have is to the fucking Bill of Rights, to the fucking absolute ratified law of fucking December 15, 1791. And it says that you goddamn son of a bitch and corporate employers are in gross violation of our law and looking at a fucking rope. Corporate, zero loyalty. Loyalty to who? You fucker and cocksuckers that are trying to enslave us, you think so? Then I like the way they kind of throw that in, like, well, they don't have any loyalty to their employer. Fuck you. All you're trying to do is fuck me, capitalist prick. Quitting, taking back loyalty to corporate employers. Working, our workers cutting hours from full-time to part-time. Workers going out for lunch and never coming back. Workers giving up on selling sugar water for the next, for the rest of their lives, echoing Steve Jobs' famous challenge to John Sculley. Do you want to sell sugar water, sell sugared water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world? And giving up on owning any, insanely overvalued house. I mean, you can't own a house. There's nothing there. I mean, that's why people are doing the shit they're doing. There's no incentive. You're not going to save. You're not going to have a career. You're not going to have a goddamn, a life savings account. You're not going to fucking, you're going to have shit. You're to be worked up until a certain age and then you're to be dusted, to kill, be killed, to be fucking get the death shot. When it costs more to maintain you than you can put out in fucking labor, that's when you get the death shot. And all you people playing around the fucking edges here with this goofy shit. I mean, you're asking to become candidates. I swear you are. Workers may sell sugar water, but their hearts are no longer in it, really. Some are interested in changing the world and others interested in changing their own lives as, the means to change the world. Note that the cultural shift is global. The dynamics of the global economy are similar the world over. Capital has garnered most of the gains of the past generation. It sure as hell has. Capital has made capital. Money has made money. Period. People have got fucked. And while fucking these capitalist communists, these capitalist fucking fascists, and they're all fucking fascists and fucking communists. Don't say you fucking ain't capitalist motherfuckers. That's how you made. You didn't make no goddamn money. You didn't create nothing, you fucking worthless pricks. All you did is let the fucking mammon make the mammon for you at the sweat of a fucking real working man's brow. That's why you're going to go, you're going to be put under, you son of a bitches. Dynamics of the global economy are similar world over. Capital has garnered most of the gains of the past generation, leaving shreds for labor. The good thing in things in life, such as owning a house and nice vehicle, having soared out of reach of all but about the top 10%. Do you hear that? All but about the top 10%. That's what we've been talking about, top 10, 15%. Everybody else, I mean, you forget, you'll never own a fucking car. I don't care what you fucking do, how good you do. I mean, fuck their schools, but how intelligent you are, how much aptitude you have, your work ethic, it don't fucking matter. Shit. Because, I mean, they've already got all the resources brought to bear. And fucking, they got it till the stupidest fucking people can do the menial fucking things that keep everything turned on, and then they can keep their ass under control because they're a bunch of fucking goofy asses. Plain and simple. Households, use were implicitly promised good paying jobs and fulfilling careers if they went to university and then, they graduate into a global economy of dead end jobs and cutthroat competition for the few slots at the top of the, constantly, eroding sand pile. And that's about right. But you know, so many of the rich kids, they go for fucking socialism. Yeah, counseling, all this fucking goofy shit. I tell you what, when the real world fucking comes down, when you reach the fucking jungle, you're gonna find out you're about worthless as tits on a monk. You are fucking worthless. There's nothing. I don't show you. Flash your fucking degree. People will laugh at your stupid asses. They will laugh at your arrogance. But I mean, getting a fucking socialist degree is fucking the easiest thing to do because it's all fucking bullshit, fucking subject matter bullshit. Plain and simple. Subject matter bullshit. Now you got to learn is just, you know, to think the right way, you know, the communist fucking way. And if you think the communist way, man, you get your fucking name on your fucking, your diploma. And goddamn, if you ain't a fucking a social worker. Well, I'll tell you what, social, I wouldn't want to be a fucking social worker when the fucking jungle busts open. They're not liked in the jungle, by the way. Constantly eroding the sand pile. The global lockdown revealed several great truths to many idle workers. One, I'm wasting my life slaving away for an employer to whom I am disposable. Two, trying to own the upper middle class lifestyle is not worth the sacrifice required. And three, there are ways to work less and still get by and live a better life doing so. And that's, I mean, that's kind of what happened after the 2008 derivatives bubble. They expected rioting in the fucking streets. I'm telling you people, they did. That was supposed to set the whole fucking thing off. Look what they goddamn did. And nobody went to jail. Because they were too big to go to jail, too big to fail. But by God, not a goddamn, but the people just fucking, being Americans, they've just found a fucking way around it. And I mean, they're not, most people aren't living as well as they should be, or could be, as comparison to those fucking capitalists who are just living off the fucking interest of their fucking mammon. And I mean, that's where your fucking American dream went, to corporate welfare. Corporate welfare took away the American dream. That would make a good t-shirt. But it's the goddamn truth. Corporate fucking welfare. So the people have figured, yeah, an American's gonna go, fuck, why am I busting my fucking ass to have nothing? I can't gain. They're making sure I can't gain. And they're making sure that they fucking work me like a fucking animal and they get the big bucks for my fucking labor, and I get a fuck about 5 cents on the dollar for my fucking labor. So why shouldn't I find the easiest way to go about that as possible? Make myself indisposable in one little fucking area and then be a fucking fuck off. Find a good place to sleep. Sleep all I can. Why the fuck not? Why be a fucking American? Why want to be the creator of something that you would want to put your name on? When that is not what these cocksuckers want. These cocksuckers want the destruction of this country. They're bound that they're going to have the destruction of this country. So the people might as well prepare for the destruction of this fucking country. And the thing is, they can't get us like other fucking cultures, man. They can't get us to jump and riot. They can't predict what we will fucking do. I swear to you, back in 2008, they predicted, man, 11,000 people killed their fucking selves. They predicted the fucking the people to rise up, and I mean, you're talking about 100 million people. Third of the fucking population. And they didn't. They didn't fucking riot. They had to go and fucking do, you know, false flags and shit like they did in Ferguson there in fucking, Missouri. To even get any kind of action, they had to create it. I mean, George Soros had to hire the actors he didn't pay and got sued before they could get any kind of fucking action like that on the fucking streets. Because Americans will just fucking simply work around it. They will work around it until you put up a fucking roadblock to stop them absolutely. And then they will fucking, then they'll shoot your fucking ass. We're not going to fucking bow over them. I don't blame these people. I wouldn't go out and bust my fucking ass and give my all, knowing that I'm just giving my fucking labor away so some fucking con man fucking Mason can fucking sit fat on his fucking wallet with the money that I fucking made with my hands and my fucking mind. Why? Because his fucking group is in control of the fucking goddamn finance of the country. Fuck them. But see, I mean, it would be kind of cool if all the people that, you know, because all these are dead-headed son of a bitch business degrees they got in college. Business fucking degrees. And so with the, what's their business? Well, I got access to the fucking cash. I'm a fucking Mason's son and I'm being behind the masonry. I'm already a fucking 4th degree Mason. When I graduated, I've got a big present from the Masonic Lodge and what might have you. So I can go out there. I can go out there and look about. Oh, where are the smart people? Where are the people who I should not be replacing just because I have access to the fucking currency? Oh, there they are. There's a guy. That guy, man. That guy has ideas that are worth fucking millions and billions of dollars. And but he don't have a job. And see, it used to be like you did something like fucking physics and fucking science and shit like that. Man, you had offers to go to work for fucking places before you ever got out of school. It hasn't been like that for a long fucking time. And you also have all the when I went to my son's graduation, I mean, he has a bachelor's degree in fucking math and physics. And all the people there, I think we were the only goddamn people there that could speak English. And then he thought about it and he's, you know, trying to consider what to do, and he decides he wants to teach. So he was born in this fucking state. His mom was born in this fucking state. His family was born in this fucking state. But when he went to apply at the fucking, Southern Oregon University, well, there were all these fucking goddamn ragheads and shit with all the fucking money. And I'll tell you what, who was paying their tuition? You were. You people out there fucking busting your fucking ass thinking that you can have something. People have figured it out. You can't. At any rate, so fucking, you know, there's your place is taken by a fucking foreigner who you're going to pay for the goddamn student loans. And to get degrees like that costs some fucking money, man. Believe it. And these son of a bitches, you're going to pay for their fucking degrees and they're going to take your goddamn place if you fucking let it. This is what they fucking want. They're not fucking the... My son was way higher scoring than them in fucking the school. It was at Dean's List. Fucking, you know, Golden Key Society was offered the fucking Rhodes Scholarship, all the fucking horseshit that he wouldn't fucking touch. But, I mean, still he ends up fucking working for the person who can fucking... Who's, the only fucking thing he's got going for him is what twat he dropped out of, believe it or not. Daddy was a fucking 30-degree Mason, a 33rd-degree Mason. Therefore, I just find me a smart person with a good idea, and I fucking finance it, and I just this capitalism for you, by the way. I just put up the fucking money because I can, because I'm a fucking Mason, because I'm part of a secret society, and then I fucking take 95 cents of every dollar of that guy's fucking genius that he fucking, that he doesn't get and never fucking access. He gets to build fucking things that I get to sell. And I take all the fucking money and just give him fucking 5% for what he fucking knows, for all his genius. And all I got going for me is I'm fucking dropped out of the right twat. I'm a piece of the shit fucking goddamn secret societies in this goddamn country. And so I have access to the fucking goddamn, to the currency. I got an account set up for me, in fact, when I got graduated school, so I could get my fucking slave, so I could be the parasite I was meant to be. I could find someone to parasite off. It's just like all these goddamn lawyers fucking graduating from the fucking universities. Each one, when they come out, I mean, every year you got tons of these fuckers. That's why they create, like, these family courts are the fucking worst. You talk about fucking parasites. They're unmatched. Each one of them fucking, I mean, they come in, they don't mind that you see them for the fucking slimy fucking worms that they are. You can tell them they're slimy fucking worms. Yes, we are, man. I'm driving my BMW and you're paying for it. When I actually have no business in your fucking business. And when your fucking marriage contract is actually against the fucking goddamn law of this country. The joinder of a church in the fucking state. Is against the fucking law of this fucking country. I'm sorry. But parasites? I mean, that's what the elite is. I mean, you're talking about this top 10%. I say it's 15%. But that's what they are. This is all they fucking are. They have access to the currency, and nobody else gets access to the currency unless you're a part of the good old boy fucking Masonic Lodge fucking system. Remember the Moose Club? Dropped out of the right fucking twat. Nothing to do with your intelligence. The person that you're fucking parasiting off of has, you know, he has a fucking IQ of fucking 200. You have an IQ of fucking 50. But because you have the goddamn, because daddy was a fucking Mason and mommy was a Masonette. Man, you're fucking assured. All you gotta do is just sign your name to fucking papers. Your whole life, that's your fucking job. All you have to do is learn how to sign your fucking name. Because it all really belongs to all of us to begin with. But these dirty little cocksuckers, I'll tell you what, you son of a bitches, your days are coming. You've passed it generation to generation. I mean, you've lived the life of Riley. And on the backs of the fucking working man. But your day is fucking coming, believe it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I always say and I always told people, man, I always say, you know what, if you think about it, you know, jobs are nothing but modern day slavery.
Yep.
I said, just think about it. How do the people higher up, like you say, the people who are higher up, they do less work and get paid more, but people who are down there who actually do the work, actually getting their hands dirty and building, they get paid less. Then you have the supervisors who are over them are the same as the people who are up top. They don't do nothing but oversee and look, and they get paid more than the people who do the work.
Yeah, and the people who do the work are fucking skilled. I mean, they have the skill. These son of a bitches, I mean, they got bank accounts the size of Superman's wallet, and they can't change the oil in their own fucking car. Check the oil in their own car. I mean, this is the mentality of it. This is what is fucking wrong with this country. So now they're bringing in all this third world fucking bullshit from across the fucking border. Well, you guys, we can teach an ape to do this fucking job. Well, yeah, most of it you can, but there's a lot of it you can't either. There's a lot of it that are you mooching motherfuckers. You hire up Masons. You ones with the fucking, you know, where you got the 130 grand just sitting in the bank as soon as you fucking graduate just to step in and just do whatever you feel like fucking doing because you're a fucking Mason. You have a fucking wealth of my country, you dirty son of a bitches. And I'm taking it back. I'm going to stomp your fucking ass. I'm going to put your ass in the fucking ground. I'm going to put your ass in the fucking ocean. But yeah.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, but check this out. You know, when you really think about it, let's go back during the Industrial Revolution. Before that, people never ever really worked for someone else unless they were trying to be like, you know, an apprentice or something.
Yep.
You know, trying to learn a skill or a trade from someone. People never used to work for no one else.
Yep.
You always had your own life, your own livelihood within your hands, what you want to do with your life. And when they came with this Industrial Revolution, like you say, these good old Mason boy clubs, you know, they come through with the money, and hey, we're going to put you here, and we're going to have, you know, the lower class people, they're going to work for us. And that's all that they have done. And, you know, they kicked off doing this Industrial Revolution there, you know, this Industrial Revolution. Back then, you know, because people were farmers, people were blacksmiths, people never worked for no one else, like I said before, you know, unless they was trying to learn a skill or a trade.
Exactly, you're exactly right. And I mean, it was, and you got to remember that in the North, it was slavery too. I mean, there were slaves in the North before there were slaves in the fucking South. But you're absolutely correct. I mean, that was really, you know, the advantage that, the Yankees had on the fucking goddamn, the rebels, you know, the blue and the gray of the fucking phony ass fucking goddamn war of northern aggression is that, you know, like you say, to make a rifle, you had one guy, he made the whole fucking rifle instead of the assembly lines where this guy put the fucking cock on, this guy put the other thing on. They weren't as good a fucking rifles because they were all handmade. They didn't even have rifling in the barrel. That's why when the fucking militia came down with their fucking squirrel guns, they had rifling in the barrel to put a twist on it because they found out that would fucking make the gun shoot truer. They had the best goddamn guns. If they could have made those on a larger fucking scale and then, you know, fucking just with just a little less duplicity on the part of the Masons that were on in the fucking Southern Army, and there were plenty. It's just like, you know, they always talk about Gettysburg as being the turning point of the war. That's where they lost it. Why did they lose that fucking, why did they lose that fight? You ever looked at it? Because they didn't take those two goddamn little fucking hills, and the fucking, there was a guy there of authority saying, take them, and a higher guy came up and said, don't take, I mean, it was the whole battle. It was blatant, it was right in your face, it was right, that's the win or lose right there. And Mason gave the order because it wasn't meant for the fucking South to fucking win that fucking engagement. That would have been the end of it. They would have had to sue for peace. The fucking Yankees would have had to sue for peace, and we would probably ended up with more of our fucking rights. But I mean, but then they'd already fucking played the race card at Gettysburg. You notice that's where they played the race card, is at Gettysburg. You think this was about black and white? It was not. It wasn't even really about slavery. It was about these goddamn international cocksuckers like Abraham Lincoln, railroad lawyer. They try to make him look, grew up in a cabin, he split rails, and he was a fucking slimy fucking railroad lawyer is what he was. He's the one that come up with the fucking Pinkertons. Your today's fucking goddamn Secret Service, fucking spying on fucking people. CIA, government fucking control. He's the first one to fucking violate the Bill of fucking Rights and not be fucking hung for the fucking his trouble. He should have been fucking arrested, and the fucking arrest warrants were out because the fucking mandamuses were sent to the fucking goddamn courts. And the goddamn judges read him and said, that's correct. He is fucking in violation of the fucking 9th article. But hey, you know what? They arrested the fucking judges. And when the people saw that, that should be in the end of it. Go ahead.
It was to make us all slaves. That's what the war was all about.
Oh, yeah, of course. To consolidate the slavery under one fucking heavy-handed son of a bitch in international corporate mafia head. It's plain that they plan 100 years into the future, and this is what they had planned for right fucking now. And it's just like, you know, they think about Trump, oh boy, he could have done it with Trump. Each one of these fuckers is put in that position for a reason. It's like your Trump boy, fucking, every one of them's gonna go, they'll say any fucking lie to your face. So you'll go play the game. If the people just would refuse to be a part of it, there's no way they could try to claim consent. I mean, I heard Don Bishop, well, if one guy wins and goes and votes for, one guy, then that guy wins because one person, no, that ain't how it fucking works. You would not have a fucking consensus of the fucking people. You would not have the fucking, the consent of the people to rule. It could all be taken away. Unregister to fucking vote if you care about this goddamn country. Tell them you're not going to vote in no foreign fucking election put on by a fucking corporate occupational force that was put in place in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. That is the fucking unalienable fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. It absolutely is correct. Everything we're saying is correct. We're just not fucking enforcing it. We're allowing it to be fucking goddamn walked on. That is our problem. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
regular guy, doing the best you can. Sometimes it just ain't enough to fit into the plan. Always wondering what else is out there, what you wanna do. I get the feeling more and more now, I've been made the fool. And take you wrong, they call your name, say you don't even try. Back in the swamp, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Since I was a boy, I seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can burn your life away, never be a mess. Too many mornings
the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Swamp. Yeah, it kind of goes with what we're talking about here. What happens when the workforce no longer wants to work? And we were down to the global lockdown revealed several great truths to many idle workers. One, I'm wasting my life slaving away for an employer to whom I am disposable. Trying to own the upper middle class lifestyle is not worth the sacrifices required. And three, there are ways to work less and still get by and live a better life doing so. Once the rats are no longer interested in the rewards because they're out of reach, they jump off the wheel. Once the tax donkeys flop down in exhaustion and ask why they're working so hard to pay outrageous taxes and fees, they lose interest in carrying their heavy load ever again. When debt serfs stop and calculate their chances to pay off their debt and reach upper middle class nirvana, they bail on the entire project. People found they could get by on much less than they previously reckoned. Some found niches in the informal or gig economies. Others secured a quasi-position in the social welfare system. Others decided the net of expenses, they were better off quitting and staying home to care for their kids rather than pay thousands of dollars in high taxes and child care fees for the privilege of busting their asses on an endless treadmill. People realized they wanted a career and work life. They defined and controlled rather than one defined and controlled by an employer. It's kind of what like Dion was talking about. I mean, that's how they got us off that path of, you know, like the working somebody for somebody as an apprentice and becoming a master at it and then making, you know, fine pieces with just your fucking name on it. It's you know, this control, I mean, a career. I mean, the generations before us, people had careers. They started off, they'd work at the same fucking place for fucking 30 or 40 years. They'd retire, they'd have good benefits, they'd have fucking, still medical benefits right up so they couldn't steal their fucking properties that they'd worked for all their fucking lives. I mean, they had it goddamn good. They had good scraps, but they were still just fucking scraps. Because the goddamn, they were only letting 5 cents out of every dollar go into the pocket of the man who fucking was making it with his sweat. When you do that, the fucking tree dies from the top down. All the deadwood's at the top. This motherfucker is ready to come down. It surely is. Some people awaken to the practicality of micro homes. I've seen these son of a bitches. Micro homes. No, we don't settle for this, people. We fucking stomp these motherfuckers and we take back what's ours. We don't live in micro homes. We don't live in shitholes. And we don't settle for less than what belongs to us. Just because some cocksucker who's got a 33rd degree in masonry decides that that's the fucking way he wants it and he'll hire some fucking thugs to back his mouth. Well, we'll kill those fucking thugs and we'll come kill you, you son of a bitch. You do not own our country. You did not take it from us through the due process of the fucking law as required by the unalienable, unfucking changeable law of December 15, 1791. We're not going to settle for shit. We're not going to settle for being goddamn fucking Russians. You got that? We want what belongs to us, cocksucker. You know what that Chinaman's hauling off over there. How come that Chinaman's hauling off what belongs to me, motherfucker? There has been no due process of the law. How did it get in that Chinaman's hands? We got to start asking these goddamn questions and demanding the fucking answers, people. Micro homes, that really kind of pissed me off. And small home-based enterprises, they realized they didn't have to sign on to a lifetime of labor as tax donkeys and debt serves. Well, you know, that is the truth. I mean, when that 2008, they expected the fucking rise. They didn't get him. People found ways, because they're Americans. They found ways around it. They found ways to make money. And actually, a lot of them ended up making more fucking money because they had to put their minds to work to figure out a way around the fucking goddamn system that was designed to fucking destroy them. But now we've come to the point where we're just going to take out, we don't care how you got it. We'll take everything you got. We can't fucking cheat you and steal from you through the fucking system because you're too fucking smart. Well, we'll just fucking take it from you. How about that? Straight up. We got, here's the paper. Fucking Joey signed it. So give everything you got, hand it over. Cause we got some goddamn refugees we need to take care of. We got a recolonization force we need to get in place here. And it's fucking, you guys are dragging your fucking heels. You're making it hard on us. Hard on us rich people. How can you do that? Do you have no conscience? Employers are struggling to adapt to this culture transition. Those demanding employees go back to the good old days are like dinosaurs expecting the meteor strike effects to dissipate in a few days. The fantasies of fully automated whatever have been revealed as unrealistic as with all such techno fantasies, the proponents are never experts in the field being touted as the solution. Automation has limits. Robots break down, need to be reprogrammed, and need human coworkers. And of course you're going to call them cobots. Because the robots got to come first. Everything's got to become for fucking humanity. Enthusiasts naively believe that because something is technically possible that it automatically becomes financially viable. This is an entirely different proposition. How this all plays out is an open question. The powers that be don't approve for obvious reason. Who's going to do all the work to enable our lavish lifestyles and gargantuan gains? Workers are voting with their feet and and that's difficult to control. When values and expectations change, everything else eventually changes. And we're supposed to be sitting here reading this article, forgetting that they have brought 100 million of people. They have brought a recolonization force. And then these same people are be like, look, they've got all the jobs. How did that happen? Oh, they just came in and how did they get made citizens? Fuck you. What you're doing is so fucking obvious. If you can't see it, you're fucking deaf, dumb, and blind. Plain and fucking simple. See how this finishes out. That was it. God, I don't even know if I want to read that fucking trash. Let me look here. Something better.
While you're looking, Henry, what I meant to say before was that Civil War was fought not to free the slaves, but to make us all slaves.
Well, absolutely. That's what I mean. You got to look at the goddamn fruit of the fucking tree. What actually happened in the end? I mean, the people were enslaved by the 14th fucking Amendment. That took away their sovereignty. It made them fucking subject. It says it right in it. And it was a fucking allowed to happen to people. And, you know, like I said, as far as, you know, talking about the slavery end of it, because that's what they tried. It was about slavery. No, it fucking wasn't. It was about goddamn control. If it was about slavery, the people could shut the slavery down in a second because the people had the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights doesn't allow for fucking slavery. Sorry. I don't care what color you are. Oh, but then you had the corporate elite. You had the goddamn aristocracy of the day. And they would tell you that these are the beasts of the field and the Bible says that we should rule over them and it's all right. But what about the ones down north? I mean, up north. And the people in the goddamn, in the fucking northern fucking hemisphere. They were slaves too. And they were white slaves. And when you wrote that goddamn, the Articles of Confederation in order to bring the people together supposedly to fight the British out of this fucking country. What was the third article? Or was it six? I can't remember which it was. Unless you have money And if you're indigent and you own no land, you have no fucking rights. You fucking cocksuckers have never wanted the fucking people to have rights. You've always wanted to be special. Just because of the twat you dropped out of, you've never been fucking special. You're always the weakest, sickest son of a bitches that could ever breathe air. But your duplicity, fucking, that's how you run your fucking lives. That's how you destroy other people's lives. That's how you fucking goddamn make a living, is duplicity. That's only going to cut it for so long, and people are going to say, fuck your duplicity. We're going to shove it down to, you'll what? You got nothing but duplicity, remember, asshole? You couldn't put two and two to fucking together and not come up with five. You're too fucking dumb. The dumb fucking people are the fucking ones that are driving the goddamn bus. And the bus is going over the fucking hill. Good fucking deal. Let's get it over with.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, and another thing on the Civil War, I mean, it's just another divide and conquer two that they have. That they have just, you know, manufactured upon us. But what is so left out of that just structural event, to be honest with you? If you just think about it, they never, ever, ever talk about the mistreatment and the blatant abuse of the Irish people during that Civil War as well. They just take them straight off the boat. And here you go. Get on. If you want to be a citizen, get over here in line. And when you sign up for the army, you go down there and you die. So basically, they were really just taking people off the boat, Irishmen, off the boat. Yep. And Irishmen was in the fields as well, but a lot of people don't know that. They was right along in the fields as well.
Yep. And they didn't have a fucking clue what the Bill of Rights said or what the goddamn rights of a fucking American national were. And like you said, they came right off the fucking boat and they did what they were fucking told because they were used to doing that in their other country. Just like what's happening now. That's why they're pumping these son of a bitches in here right now. With the advent of the fucking internet, people had figured out, you know, fucking, you know what, we're power. We own this goddamn country. We are the goddamn jurisdictional authority here. These fuckers here are taking everything. They have no goddamn authority to be taking it. What they're doing is fucking larceny. It's theft. And we can shut their goddamn asses down. But yeah, I mean, it's always been turned one against the other. It's like in that movie, you know, Gangs of New York. And they're sitting there and they're playing pool in the fucking parlor. And the one guy looks over, you can always hire one portion of the poor to kill another portion of the poor. Not this time of fucking round, you can't. The people are fucking had enough of your asses, you son of a bitch. And the reason, you know, I stayed with that one article is, you know, I'm curious. Now, if everybody quits fucking working, where's the food come from? Where do the cars come from? Where are the necessities? I mean, you can automate to an extent, but I mean, what, you're just going to sit there and they're going to bring it to you? I mean, what is the goddamn, what's the plan here? I mean, and not to mention, you know, I could see Americans taking great advantage of such a situation, just like the fucking corporate welfare motherfuckers have taken advantage of the corporate welfare in this country since the inception of this country. If they're going to send me fucking, you know, a couple of grand a fucking month, I'll take that couple of grand and turn it into a couple more fucking grand, and then take that couple of grand and turn it into, I mean, they know what we'll do. That's why, you know, they want that universal goddamn income bullshit. But they know that, we get our hands on a resource, just drop the price of fucking gas and watch us go. Remember when the fucking price of gas went down, it was almost under a fucking dollar. Man, I never seen such activity in my whole fucking life here. People, I mean, everybody, goddamn, I can afford gas. I can make money if I can move about and afford gas. Fuck, I can make money. We're Americans. That's what we fucking do. But it's like Dion was saying, we weren't supposed to be fucking goddamn employees. We weren't supposed to be, what the hell they call it, a human resource. This country belongs to us. We were to be the entrepreneurs, not some fucking gook from fucking China. Not some son of a bitch from another country. American nationals. And there was no, I mean, and for them to let one son of a bitch in here without fucking taking every American national to fucking court, as an individual, to take their part of what that person would be taken from them is against the fucking law. Whether you like it or not, that's why they made it so fucking complicated. So that this country cannot be stolen from us. So we would not wake up fucking homeless on the continent that our fathers conquered. That's why they made it that way. I mean, you could say, God damn, you mean you'd have to take every American into fucking quarters and invisible? Yes, you would. Because you're taking from every fucking American. You let one of these fuckers in, I mean, it's not let, they have no authority to let them in or anything else. They are fucking just, they're fucking aiding in a fucking invasion. But to say that you can bring somebody in here and they're gonna have a portion of that which belongs to each and every fucking American national, in order to get that peace to give to that fucking foreign national, you would have to take every fucking body who's going to have it taken away from them through that procedural due process. That's why they put it together that way. So they couldn't steal our country. They knew what these cocksuckers would do. They came from fucking England. They just, I mean, why do you think people fled fucking England? It was a shithole. It was a goddamn fucking boar's nest. It was a fucking king sitting in his own shit drinking fucking wine from a goddamn golden goblet. I mean, they didn't even know where he fucking was, or maybe he was fucking his horse. Who fucking knows? It was chaos. And the goddamn Church of England ran it all. That's why I don't fall for that fucking shit when they come and go, this was founded as a Protestant country. No, it fucking wasn't. It was founded as a free fucking country where you can think anything you want to think. You can have any belief you want to believe, but you just cannot force it on another. If it violates their goddamn rights, they can tell you, fucking take it and shove it in your ass. Go over there and exercise your fucking religion the way you fucking want to, exactly the way you interpret it. I won't bother you. As long as you ain't bothering me, I won't bother you. And you leave me to sit and ponder what I see around me and what it means. And what it means to me, because my mind's different than yours. I see things different than you do. And I have the goddamn right to interpret those fucking feelings and fucking goddamn live my life the way that makes me happy. Self-determination. That's what it was always all supposed to be about. And these goddamn aristocracy, they stepped right in. I mean, as soon as they never stepped out. Imagine forming a government and keep coming back to that. Forming a government in the middle of an uprising. They couldn't do it. Just a bunch of them got together. This is what they're doing right now with this United Nations bullshit. Well, we've written down these legislation policies here. We've written down these policies here. And we're inducting people into the army. Those people that went down to sign in that army think they're signing on for freedom and liberty. They're signing on so they can fucking be free. And they're going to get paid a fucking penance enough to keep their ass alive while they're doing it. But what they're doing is they're becoming a part of a private army. And when the goddamn charter was fucking surrendered at Yorktown, it was surrendered to a private fucking party. George fucking Washington. That's why John Adams could stand there and go, let's name a king. I wish the fuck you would have, John. Then it would have woke up. It would have been like a bitch slap across the face of the people. You just traded one King George for another King George. And maybe when he came fucking riding up to fucking put down the whiskey rebellion, the people would have slaughtered their fucking asses. Clear back to fucking Pennsylvania, slaughtered every motherfucking aristocrat in this goddamn country, shoved that goddamn constitution out the fucking door, out into the fucking garbage, and burned that son of a bitch. And then taking it up with just the people and the fucking autonomy that we have under the Bill of Rights. You tell me what we ever need that bill. What has that Bill of Rights ever done but destroy this country? Tell me. What has it ever done but destroy this country? And this shit they're trying now with this United Nations bullshit. What has the United Nations ever done but fuck us and steal from us? Get our people killed for no goddamn reason. Well, there's a reason. Ching, ching. The industrial war complex, it makes a plenty of fucking money off of it. But what are these fucking institutions that were created from fucking nothing? These guys just declared it. Fucking, well, how about we start declaring, well, I'm going to be king. I guess whoever get the biggest fucking gang together? No, we have fucking law, and we're going to stick to that law. We're going to enforce that fucking law. We don't need no other law. I'm telling you, people. You tell me what the fuck we need it for. If we have a problem with another country, we just come together and kick their ass. It's simple.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
This is Galen.
Oh, hi, Galen.
Hi. Well, you know, adding to everything to what you said about them stealing our country, I just have to say that, you know, the stealing of our children that's going on.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, and on the site today, there was so much about the perversion and the
I actually have a couple of articles. I cannot stand to read that shit. It makes me want to seethe, and it makes me want to kill, and it makes me disgusted, sick, and everything. You know, people know what's going on. It ain't like the people that don't understand exactly what's going on, the child pedophile rings across this country. I just have a hard time reading it. It just makes me sick. That's the truth of it, too.
And I feel the same, Henry. I feel the same. And there were many articles I didn't send in because they were too embarrassing. But I want to shout out to anybody that loves children or feels it in their heart to do anything for children and save them so they could have their natural innocence restored and be able to mature gracefully and without having this agenda put on them. To just do what you can to unplug from all the propaganda. That's TV, that's movies, entertainment. Unplug and boycott them because they're the poisoners. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, you're absolutely. The thing is, you see, we know what they are. The very thing you just discussed should be enough reason for us to crush them, angrily crush them. But the people, it's just like everything else. The people are just sitting here watching this crazy shit, like, you know, like the little kids, what the hell was one of them? They wanting to give them the same drug that they give when they go to sterilize someone who's been convicted of rape and what might have you. Wanting to give that to little kids. I mean, the things, and then the goddamn, the pedophile rings. They have the names. They know who did it. We know they know who did it. And we know they're not going to punish their fucking own. They're going to keep on fucking doing these filthy, rotten fucking things. Doing what they're doing to the children ought to be enough to fight. Without anything else. But why? But we're not. You know why they're doing
these
things?
You're damn right.
Goddamn right. That's why nothing's happening because we are fucking allowing it.
Hey, Henry, can you imagine what they're saying? I mean, just think about what they're saying. We are perverting and destroying their kids, and we are destroying their lives and their economy, and they are not doing anything about it. What a bunch of pussies.
It's not they're a bunch of pussies. They're in on it. I mean, the ones they're talking, I mean, like, pedophilia is a lifestyle. No, it fucking ain't. Never has been. You leave the people in a natural state, they'll kill pedophiles. Anybody that touches your fucking kids asking to die. But, I mean, they just get 10 fucking pedophiles together. Well, that's 90% of America because we fucking polled 11 people. I mean, it's just the goofiest shit you ever saw. And just the time when I was a kid, you did some of the shit. Just like that one, the professor up there fucking rattling his fucking, his beak about fucking pedophilia being a life choice. Fucking you had been dead. Somebody had shot your fucking ass that day. What the hell's the problem is we, the fucking adult fucking American nationals of this country, there's something fucking wrong with us because we continue to allow such fucking filth and shit like this on top of everything else.
Look at that big deal they made in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You know, they was going to counter protest the fact.
Uh-huh. You bet.
I just wonder what you think of that.
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like a counter-protest. It should be just people. God damn it, this is America. You try shoving that shit down our throat. Goddamn, 10 million fucking people come with their guns and they just slaughter your fucking ass. Kill every fucking one of you in one day. You a pedophile? Boom. You're not going to be a pedophile in this goddamn country. You're not going to touch children in this country. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, everything reverts back to these damn indoctrination centers, man. Because they are teaching that in schools now. When I was in school, they was not teaching that. They were not doing what? Yeah, I mean, you telling kids now there's 99 genders, and you can be this and you can be that, and you can be, I've never even heard of none of this. What the hell is a pansexual? I never heard of no crap like that.
The bottom line, brothers, is all bullshit. It is so there's never been nothing but a handful of fucking freaks out there that would do shit like this to kids. And when they were caught, they were fucking dealt with. They were dealt with quite harshly. I mean, even if they got convicted in the admiralty, you get your ass thrown in fucking goddamn estate prison for fucking being a pedophile. See how long you last. You wouldn't last fucking five minutes, but now go ahead, sorry.
Because it's escalating and it's becoming so pervasive, it might bring people to really get out there and stop it. It's becoming so obnoxious, and like I say, those who control the airwaves and the media are responsible for making it look like it's normal. And I just think that it's going to come to an end. They're pushing it too far.
Well, it's got to come to an end. There ain't nobody who's going to convince me. They'll come out there. 90% of the people think that raping kids is okay. I mean, you're not going to sell that shit. I mean, let me catch somebody doing that to a kid.
there was an article in the Hawaii Free Press, which is like the American Free Press, and it said teachers noticed to families and parents how to transgenderize your kids. Teachers toolkit. Step-by-step approach, and it went into every detail from hormones to surgeries to the psychological aspects, and so it's pervasive. I've never seen it explode this big, so something good might come out of it if people get pissed off.
Well, we can hope so, but I'm telling you, if they would have tried something like this when I was a kid, the person who put that shit out would just disappear. They would have just disappeared. That's all there is to it. You wouldn't have seen them no more. And nobody to look very hard for them. I mean, God damn it. I mean, certain things are taken care of in certain fucking ways. And the real perverted ones, I mean, family members would take them out and fucking kill them. Because, you know, you can't have that fucking shit around children. Yeah, I mean, what they're doing is just, it's incredible to read. It's grotesque to read. But to think they're going to get away with you. You won't get away with it in front of me. I catch you doing that. I kill you with my bare hands on the spot. I mean, make sure you understand that. I catch you doing that to a kid. I'll kill you with my fucking bare hands because nothing else would satisfy me but my bare fucking hands. You dirty piece of fucking shit. So you go ahead and you say what you're going to fucking do and then get to fucking doing it. At any rate.
Henry, last thing, thanks is too small a word, but thanks for being there and being a voice for this, because so few are rebelling. So I appreciate your strong stance. Thank you.
More rebelling than you think, sister. More rebelling than you think, and it's because of people like you two. Don't never forget it. You guys do your fucking share. This from the trenches would not be the trenches without the people being in the trenches, and I'm just one of you. And I'm proud to be one of you. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I'm proud to be one of you. And that is the Word from the Trenches.